I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. Grant Tenniel, director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, says he's already building on Governor Mike Beebe's trade trip to China. Tenniel, who was permanently appointed to the AEDC post in late March, said follow-up to the Chinese trade mission will include diligent pursuit of discussions from the 12-day trip. Allegations of bribery, international corruption, and a sloppy corporate cover-up at Walmart stores have hammered the retail giant's share price and reputation. Analysts are mixed about the potential fallout, which could unfold in the coming days as more is known about the bribery scandal under the watch of Eduardo Castro Wright, who is credited for an amazing run in expanding the company's Mexican business segment. A New York Times article earlier in the week detailed allegations that top Walmart executives knew of a bribery scheme in Mexico that allowed for accelerated expansion in that country. The article states that Walmart officials did not disclose the potential violations of the Foreign Corruption Practices Act as required by law. Federal regulators in the U.S. and Mexico are investigating the allegations. Highlighting a number of unusual items, trucking giant Arkansas Best swung to an $18.2 million first quarter loss despite a modest revenue gain. The Fort Smith trucking firm reported the loss on revenue of $440.8 million. 1 year ago, Arkansas Best lost $12.8 million on revenue of $435 million. PAM Transportation Services returned to the black after several disappointing quarters of net losses. And the Taneytown trucking firm reported its first positive first quarter of earnings in 5 years. Deltic Timber squeaked out a small first quarter profit of $97,000 despite a tough but improving real estate environment. In politics, our latest Talk Business Hendricks College poll showed that First District Democrats are far from decided on a nominee to challenge incumbent Republican Congressman Rick Crawford. In a head-to-head matchup of the three Democratic candidates running for the 1st District congressional seat, Jonesboro Prosecutor Scott Ellington pulled 15%, State Representative Clark Hall of Marvel pulled 10%, and Gary Latonich, an ASU economics professor, registered at 3.5%. That leaves 71.5% of the voters in the 1st District with an undecided opinion. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.